already 50% of our overall online traffic is coming through mobile. So that's been really exciting. We launched OTT Player 3 years ago and launched iPad and iPhone versions before Christmas. So I think that what we're doing is we're bringing the great OTT content to new audiences, and we're making sure that we are making OTT programs available to them on their terms. We are looking at connected televisions, where we will be launching OTT Player. We are bringing more socially enabled opportunities, if you like, to OTT Player already on mobile. We have OTT News Now, which is the most downloaded Irish app, over 600,000 downloads. So we'll be looking to develop that. For example, make more clips available, make more audio and video available on it. Just bringing more content. The beauty of digital is that it gives, if you like, airtime to content that doesn't make it online. And I think that producers welcome this because they get the opportunity to do slightly different things. But also really key is that we are making a lot of moves to give our users opportunities to engage in the content. So, for example, we launched a new Life and Style Hub 3 weeks ago, and that has community aspect to it. For example, on the food side, you can put up your own recipes. You can comment on recipes. You can rate recipes. You can give your opinions on what's going on. And that's something that we're very keen to do. Social media integration is one of our key priorities. Projections are that by the end of 2015, 80% of televisions will be internet enabled. So we're looking to build apps for our content on those TVs. And that's really key because that brings a different experience into the home. OTT Player has about half a million users per month. We don't believe that it impacts negatively on TV viewing. We believe it's additive. And in fact, we know, for example, if you're a viewer of a television series and you drop out, it's really hard to get back. And because you have 21 days to catch up, if you miss an episode or two, this gives you an opportunity to get back in. Also, if you miss the beginning of a series, it's really hard to kind of get engaged. And the player gives you that chance. And we're seeing, you know, a lot of programs that wouldn't necessarily be in the top 10 on television actually make it into the top 10 on player. So that's great because it really is giving those programs a chance to reach an audience. That we're definitely reaching a different audience with mobile than we are on TV and radio. I think it's younger, and I just think it's a different audience. They want different things, and they want it on their terms. The revenue is growing, and we have very good year-on-year growth, but it's still a small base. So it doesn't compare, for example, let's say, to the size of television revenue. However, one of our objectives with the new digital strategy is that we want to be 15% of commercial revenue by the end of 2015. We're currently tracking around 5%. We have a long way to go. However, it's not just going to be about advertising. We see the big opportunity, in fact, actually moving into the paid content model. That doesn't mean that you'll now have to pay for your OTT content online, certainly in Ireland. But we have a very big international audience. So we see that we could, for example, make certain archive or subscription services available. Things that, for example, you just wouldn't be able to get as part of your regular free online offering. And we think that there's a good opportunity there. We also want to see a lot of our merchandising available online. They tend to be, for example, TV shows tend to be DVDs. Because of the size of the market, you can't actually put that many of them out. But we think that this is an opportunity through digital to make a lot more content available and maybe make it available on a pay basis or a subscription basis. So that's going to be, we think, a new revenue source for us.